One More Chance, and the man behind that record is in the building, Mr. Combs. Diddy.
What up? What's good?
Everything but today, this good? Morning, he's the host. He's hosting
with
us.
Yeah.
He's our peer this morning.
Yeah. Let's get it going.
So to say.
You know, we just heard Biggie, tomorrow's March 9th. Greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, 14 years ago today was kind of like the last time you saw Big alive, hung with him, talked with him.
Shout out to Miss Wallace. She had came. I got an award last night, Jackie Robinson Award. Shout out to, you know, Jackie Robinson, the whole association, and Jackie Robinson Scholars. Bill Cosby was there, and, you know, Russell L.A. It was just pretty, big, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Miss Wallace was there. That was a big deal to see her and my mom's. It was a beautiful thing. And yeah, man.
How does it feel 14 years later? Is it, you know, rough? Do you relive those moments?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's a constant thing. When it's something like that happens, and, you know, somebody who's like music you listen to and is a part of, just a part of your motivation, you know, he's a part of the motivation of myself, the label, and, you know, just, you know, I mean, you know, all our friends, the whole crew. And so it's something that you relive. But to be honest, March 9th for us is a day of celebration. It ain't really like a day of mourning, you know. I mean, it goes off in New York City.
Absolutely.
Like tomorrow, you know, everywhere, all throughout this, you know, all the stations, especially here, is going to be, you know, going hard in the paint on Biggie. And then at night, you know, it goes down, you know, in every club. And even throughout the weekend, so it's really great. Like when you wake up on March 9th, and you just hear all his records, and how up to date they sound. So, you know, we're gonna celebrate tomorrow.
Are you doing anything special?
Nah, we just started. We do like private events. We mm-hmm. have stopped doing like the you know, the joints at the clubs. We just get together and do private events. You know, me and D-Rock, Rube, Paul, you know, a bunch of us that was there, actually there, Groovy Lou. And, you know, we just really go and represent for him and do what we do.
Salute to D-Rock. I saw a picture you tweeted out with you and D-Rock. Y'all was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
On the set of Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. What's that about?
Action Jackson. I was getting my Action Jackson on. And I just signed with CAA last week, the week of the Oscars. And you know, just after the success of Get Him to the Greek, you know, they started finally hearing me out there in Hollywood. And so I've been spending a lot of time out there. I'm out there most of the time now, you know. My kids live out there, and also just really pursuing my dream as an actor, and also just dealing with Interscope on a daily basis. And, you know, I got a chance to just coming off a comedy to do some action in Hawaii 5-0, which is like the number one show, you know, on the air right now. And it was a great experience. You know, action is totally different the way they shoot it. You know, how rigorous it is. And so I had a good time. I look forward to y'all seeing it.
Absolutely.
And that, and the tour is about to start, the Dirty Money Tour.
Yeah, coming home tour. You know, we're going to be at the Hammerstein Ballroom on the 22nd. And we want to make sure April 22nd. That's April 22nd? April. Yeah, April 22nd. We want to make sure y'all there. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster. Y'all go now and cop those. And I think next week I'm going to start, you know, announcing, you know, all of the guests, you know, that are going to be coming down. It's my first concert in New York in a minute. So I want to make it, you know, I am going to make it big. And make it, you know, something that, you know, the streets is talking about. And also it's going to be an emotional concert. Also you're going to get to hear and see that Last Train to Paris live. And, you know, we're going to be giving some tickets away on the station. But, you know, don't wait for that. Y'all get the tickets. The tickets is going fast already. And so make sure y'all get y'all tickets.
Ticketmaster. I saw you recently told Access Hollywood that you've cried over Jennifer Lopez twice.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you, my brother, because she sat in that same seat you sitting in right now. And when she got up, I sniffed the seat. That's a beautiful woman right
here. Yeah, I didn't cry over her. You know how, like, you just have expressions about, you know, just, you know, watching her on American Idol, she's always crying. And so, you know, sometimes when you see an emotional moment, it'll make you tear up. You know, I'm very sensitive, Charlamagne.
Yeah, pause.
Yes. I'm very, no, that's not really a pause.
There's nothing wrong with being sensitive.
That's a trait of mine. You know, a personality trait. I'm a sensitive brother.
Sometimes I cry when I read the newspaper.
Not sensitive on the pause tip. I just, you know.
Have you ever looked at Mark Anthony?
It's a sad movie. You know, like if a guy is there in like a wheelchair, his girlfriend got crushed up in a wheelchair, you know, I'm gonna feel something.
And
like
you know
that.
What Charlamagne said when he saw that?
And so,
he said,
I wonder if they still have sex.
Why is that your thought?
You talk about Christmas.
All right, you know what? I can't even do this. We are getting ready for Rumor Report. When we come back.
But I didn't literally cry, but I liked her swag on how she was crying on the show.
I cried when I saw that. I teared up.
You ever cry when you see it with Mark Anthony because he looks like an X-ray?
Not at all. I'm Diddy.
All right, listen, you're going to clear up some things for us.
I thought I was hosting.
No, you are, but we're going to come back.
We're
going to
clear up some things. But
when we come back.
We're going to do all that. So make sure you turn on your radio, tweet about it. Yo, I'm on the air. Let's break the records. Let's get these ratings up.
Let's do it. There's a pregnancy rumor out there, and I need you to clarify some things.
Diddy, you did it again.
Yes, I'm pregnant. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. Y'all better stay tuned for this one. I may reveal my new baby mama who just hit the jackpot.
5-1-5-1, The Breakfast Club.